for just one corporate job, only 4 to 6 people will get an interview for every 250 that go in as far as resumes go. That's crazy just to even get a shot. Those are not good odds. The fact is, you need a real person advocating to a real employer that has a real job. And that's where Express Employment Professionals come in. Express is your local resource to help you get a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. That's 18,000 jobs that need to be filled right now. Find your nearest office at expresspros.com. And Express never charges a job seeker to help find employment. Your locally owned Express office can connect you with available jobs in your community. On expresspros.com, you'll find jobs in manufacturing, accounting, customer service, information technology. Visit the nearest Express office today to speak with hiring professionals connected to the available jobs in your community. Visit expresspros.com to find a location near you. Expresspros.com.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome to Wednesday's show. I felt like this morning I should recognize each of you individually because we're all individual people. Sometimes I just yell good morning studio, but this morning I should say good morning to each of you. How do you feel about that? Amy, good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning.
Yes, there she is. Amy sits to my left.
Yeah, hi.
Man, just as big-hearted and as just charming as ever.
Oh, thank
look
you.
Look at you. Look at you all positive in the morning.
All right.
All right, all right. over to my right is the man himself. Wears the same shirt every day. Lunchbox, how are you, buddy?
What up? And it's not the same shirt, same sweatshirt, making me sound dirty.
Nah, we don't make you sound dirty. You just kind of are. Over to, like, 90 degrees to my right. We'll have to, like, turn all the way to the right to see is our video producer, Eddie. Eddie, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Bones. What's wrong with you this morning? I like it, but what is this?
Yeah. I feel like everybody needs to be recognized
today.
All right,
we'll take it. Okay.
I mean, come on, tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. I go into the National Radio Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's right.
Is that what's happening?
I feel like a Hall of Famer needs to be like a Hall of Fame-ish.
The whole show's
changing after tomorrow. Like, it's over.
So what?
We're only talking about, like, high-end things. Like, we're talking about stocks. We're talking about
bonds.
Like, population control.
Yeah.
Like, if it's things that smart people talk about, I'm probably just going to read the Wall Street Journal.
Okay.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Over. Yeah.
So what do we do?
Like us. Well, we'll probably have some replacements come in.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
No problem.
I'm just playing.
It's Hall of Fame stuff, please.
I have to give my speech. Did you know that I'm... Oof. I don't know why they did this. It's either good or bad.
Okay.
So I think they're inducting 4 people into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Ooh, do we know the other 3? I guess we do. It's not a secret.
Oh, yeah. One's Sean Hannity.
Oh.
One is...
Big.
A dude. No, there's somebody else. But... It's absurd, and I only joke about it because I do feel it's absurd I'm being put in the Radio Hall of Fame.
I'm
appreciative, but I do feel it's absurd. I'm 37 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't crap.
When you were up against Ryan Seacrest.
Again, but I don't know that Ryan should have made it either. We're both...
He's older.
He's 43 or something like that.
Oh, really?
He's like 6-7 years older.
Oh, okay.
He would have been the youngest ever, but he didn't win. I did. What up?
We got awesome listeners.
My point is, I think it's absurd, and I am also the very last one of the night to give the speech.
The closer?
The headliner.
The main event.
Okay. I guess.
Or the person they wanted everybody to be gone by the time he gets.
Oh, the grand finale.
Yes. Okay.
I don't know which way to do it. Like, that's tomorrow night.
Well, we're going to think of it as you're the.
Maybe I'll be there. Amy will be there. Lunchbox will be there. Producer Eddie will
be there.
Man, this is going to be awesome. You're like at a fireworks show, you know, in the grand crescendo when the music gets real loud and they start going boom, 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 like real crazy. They're saving that for you.
The grand what?
Crescendo.
Crescendo.
Crescendo?
I'm going to say crescendo.
I don't even know.
Okay, you say potato. I say potato too.
So, do you have a big fireworks show planned?
No, I'm out of my pants.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
This week, 24-year-old Montana Brown started working as a staff nurse in Atlanta, Georgia. Ask me why that's interesting.
Why is that interesting?
Because she's a 2-time childhood cancer survivor from Atlanta who went through cancer at this hospital.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's legit.
That's legit. She was diagnosed with a rare type of childhood cancer. She went through chemo at this cancer center. Now she's back at the hospital that saved her life.
Wow. That's like our friend who went to St. Jude as a child and now works for St. Jude.
Yeah.
Love it.
I see you, Montana Brown.
I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Is producer Raymond in New York? There was a terror attack. A man drove a truck into bikers and pedestrians along the road, killing 8 and injuring 15. Also in the Northeast, tens of thousands of people are still without power from that weekend storm. Officials said they hope to have it restored by midnight tonight. And finally, the Dodgers won last night against the Astros and forced Game 7. It's going to be tonight, 8-7 Central on Fox.
Now they're giving us guidelines on how to judge people based on their coffee drinks. For example, if someone drinks black coffee, they're ambitious and aggressive. I mean, coffee is so stinky to me.
Yeah, sometimes they can smell like cigarettes.
Anybody here just drink black coffee?
No, that's too manly.
You can?
Yes, I can.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's what my husband drinks, too.
I would think if I were to drink black coffee, I would just take sugar and just pour it in there.
No way.
I'll take a small cup of coffee with 14 cubes of sugar and a quart of milk.
Yeah.
There's also, this is what I drink, a chai latte, which is just basically a hot milky tea.
Yeah.
They're shy, stubborn, and cranky. Yeah, pretty much nailed it.
Oh, good one.
An iced mocha is seductive, dramatic, and flirtatious.
Oh. Yeah.
And if he orders a hot chocolate, he's a romantic.
That's Lunchbox.
Dreamy. Yeah.
Where is
that? That's what he likes.
Where'd he go?
Probably in the restroom.
He just leave and go to the bathroom and
mill.
Raymond, Lunchbox go to the bathroom and mill the show?
Yeah, I don't know.
He went to get some hot chocolate.
Oh, is he feeling romantic?
Yeah.
Dreamy.
Anybody bring an extra Halloween candy today from last night?
Yeah, I thought about it, but I didn't want to make the kids mad because they have a lot, and I was thinking about taking some and bringing it to you guys.
But you didn't have any at the house.
No, I sold out, man. They cleared me out at the house.
Other kids?
All the kids. There's this one truck with like 40 kids that came in, wiped me out.
He was sold out. What's funny is Eddie was selling candy to kids last night.
That'd be one nickel
there, kid.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones. All right, time for your positivity around the room. Everybody sharing good news. It's called Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
An Atlee football player with cerebral palsy got the opportunity of a lifetime Friday night. He scored an 80-yard touchdown in their game against a rival. He has cerebral palsy, but is a dedicated member of the football team, and it inhibits his ability to walk. He uses crutches, but the coach put him in the game, talked to the other team. He got to play a few snaps. The game was already, it wasn't decided by this touchdown, but he got to go 80 yards, and the entire crowd cheered the entire 80 yards.
80 yards, that's a lot.
And 80 yards is a lot, yeah. Too. And that's what's even cooler, because sometimes they'll do like a 5-yard run, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
But he got to go 80 yards, and instead the other team's like running beside him, cheering him on. It was really cool.
Love it.
Amy, you're up.
A 4-month-old kitten was playing in the garage and decided to stick her head through a tire. Got totally stuck. I mean, kittens just all the way in there. So they tried everything they could to free her, and they couldn't. So they took the tire to the vet, and they were able to free the kitten.
Meow.
Meow. Oh, I should do that like Lunchbox. Meow.
Lunchbox.
Thomas is a runner. He's been running his whole life. In his early 20s, he started losing his vision, and so he had to run races with volunteers helping him along the course. And so he's in his 40s now. He's like, I wonder if my guide dogs could, you know, go on the road races with me. So they trained one of his guide dogs to run with him in races, and now he runs marathons and road races with his dog, just going, do-do-do-do, leading the way. Awesome.
That's cool. I saw someone run with their dog yesterday. And they're running hard. That dog was running right along with them, too. Not the same thing at all, but I just admire dogs who will run with their owners. Because my dog, try with my dog. Squirrel. Gone. I'd like have to hold him back the whole time.
Yeah.
Let's have a segment of honesty here.
Okay.
How many people go to the bathroom and take their phones with them?
I?
Yeah. You do, Amy? You yeah. do, Amy. You sit on the toilet with your phone.
You're disgusting.
We all don't.
Bobby,
none of us do we, guys?
No.
Bobby, you take your computer.
That's true.
You do? The whole laptop?
Yes.
Dude,
What's wrong with that?
That's gross because that like can touch things.
But
and
you
stuff.
Don't. You okay? And also, you can sanitize your computer with a wipe.
Yeah. Well. Anyway, I think we all probably take our phones to the bathroom.
Yeah.
My fear is I'm gonna drop it while I'm peeing.
Yeah. That happens.
It does happen.
And then it's gone. Like, I'm not going in after it. And so most Americans have used their phone in the bathroom 75%.
If I'm in a public restroom and I'm running in to pee real quick and I'm holding my phone, I'm like, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, I don't want to set anywhere. So I stick it down my shirt. It's the only place it's not going to fall out.
I think it's funny you called me out from my laptop. How do you know that?
You've said it a million times.
Have I, boys?
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't
think so. Oh, my goodness.
Let me go to the peanut gallery for this one. Gallery?
Yeah, a million times? So. That's a lot. No, I don't
you.
Think so.
Thank you very
much. Okay, fine. Like, at you least probably, 10.
Amy walked in on me once. I was in there typing a thesis.
Working on your book.
I've known you so long. I know these things.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30-second skinny.
Congratulations to Chris Stapleton and his wife, Morgan. They are expecting twins. This is going to make them a family of six. They already have two children, a son and a daughter. They're pretty private about them. They never publicly reveal their names. And this is fun. The Today Show went all country style for Halloween. Matt Lauer dressed as Dolly Parton. Savannah Guthrie took on Kenny Rogers. Al Roker went as Willie Nelson. Then you had Kathy Lee Gifford as Miley Cyrus and Hoda Kotb as Blake Shelton.
What show is that Megyn Kelly on? Because she went as Shania Twain.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes, Megyn Kelly was Shania
Twain.
Yeah, same show.
I don't even know who's on what anymore.
Yeah, it's a lot of people, so I just kind of named a few.
We're also on the same time they're on, so yeah.
Yeah, so check us out. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Utah. Shane Owen was wanted by police for a couple burglaries. He's running from the police. He finds a church. He's like, ooh, I'll just hide in the boiler room. Hides in there. 6 hours later, he realizes, man, I'm locked in. I can't get out. He has to call 911. SWAT team has to come rescue him.
Oh, no. You know, that stinks because he's an idiot. But did you see the story about the guy? It was a couple days ago. They got locked in the freezer.
Yeah, and that was awesome. He got locked in overnight the beer cooler, so he just drank.
Yeah.
What?
He just drank beer. Like, this first guy, bonehead. Second guy, just surviving. But yes.
He didn't freeze, like, to death?
No, he didn't. He lived to tell about it.
Wow.
But first guy, that's the idiot. All right, Lunchbox, there you go.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah. Hey, so coming up. If you'd like to make coffee in your car, there is a thing now.
Oh, wow. Hopefully at a red light.
Okay.
Ask the show. Ask the show.
Hello, Alicia in Clinton, North Carolina. Ask the show.
Hi, guys.
Hi, good morning. What's going on?
I wanted to know if you ever named your chair. Everyone else had clever names, and I don't think I ever heard yours.
No, I felt like the chair that Garth Brooks gave me did not deserve a name. It was just the chair that Garth gave me. Just respect, you know? I call it... I don't. It doesn't need a name, you know? Some things just don't need named. It's just Garth's chair.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't. But I do. It's a very comfortable chair, and it's actually changed my life. I just imagine Garth sitting in it. Before he gave it to me, putting his warm rump right into this chair.
Yeah. You think he sat in it?
I hope so. Hey, Alicia, yeah, there's no name. I'm sorry. But everybody else got chairs. See, what's happened is we're broke, right? Our show is, and we have old equipment, and they didn't give us any chairs, and our backs were hurting. And so I just asked the artist to send up chairs, and Amy got a chair from Dierks Bentley, and it's got his face on it. And
mm-hmm.
Lunchbox got a chair from Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, Carrie Underwood.
And Eddie got a chair from Tim McGraw.
Chair McGrawsome.
Ray got a chair from Kip Moore. And
yeah, Sip Moore.
There it is. And then I got one from Garth.
So yeah.
We're all sitting in them. But thank you for the question. It just doesn't have a name. Sometimes I feel like you don't need to name things. It's just like, I don't know.
And it feels good, huh?
It's like the two Morgans we have on our show. Like,
it's too much.
I can't decide what to do about that.
They're both so awesome. Why change? You know?
Yeah, that's it.
I started calling one Big Morgan and one Little Morgan.
I love that.
Because one's been here longer.
Sure.
But then I've been told that wasn't.
It's like Big Cheese.
Yeah.
You know, like Morgan.
Big the
Morgan.
Big Boss.
Yeah.
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 So, yeah. There you go.
Ask the show. Ask the show.
You want to hear Lunchbox go trick-or-treating last night?
Yes.
Remember, Lunchbox is in his 30s with a beard and a full penguin costume going trick-or-treating by himself.
Trick-or-treat!
Well, we can do that.
Oh, what do we got?
They're all the same.
Oh, there's no chocolate?
That's whatever's there.
Oh, man, fruit snacks? Kind of lame, man. It's Halloween. I want candy.
I think you're already in a candy run.
Oh, man, that's weak.
Weak sauce.
Fruit snacks.
I don't mind fruit snacks.
Oh, terrible. Come on.
All morning long, Lunchbox will be adult trick-or-treating last night.
Ask the show. Ask the show.
Taylor in Tampa, hello.
Good morning.
What's going on? Good morning, good morning, good morning.
I was calling to see how Dusty was doing, your dog. I follow you pretty actively on like Snapchat and Instagram, so I was calling to see how he was doing with everything.
Well, I appreciate that. So he had his fourth chemo yesterday. He only gets five since he's a smallish dog. He can only take five chemos, and so he had his fourth, and he's doing pretty good. You know, the doctor said, hey, the dog oncologist who knew there was such a thing said, hey, is he bringing a costume? So dressed him in a dinosaur costume, sent him up. He had his fourth chemo, and he wasn't sick. He slept most of the day yesterday, but he's, for what he has, which is a blood cancer, and they're not able to fix it, and he's actually doing pretty good. So I appreciate you asking.
Of course. I'm happy to hear that.
Thank you. There's also a picture of him in his dinosaur costume on my Instagram at Mr. Bobby Bones.
Oh, and it's just the cutest thing.
I did show my friend's son, because he was a dinosaur for Halloween as well.
Well, there we have it, dogs and kids. Two things that everybody loves. Hey, how are you doing this morning, by the way?
Good, good. Just driving to work, you know.
Yeah, what you got going on? What kind of job?
I work at a stem cell institute.
Wow. Tell me about that.
We generally, we treat all types of diseases, conditions, arthritis, back pain, autoimmune diseases, thyroid issues, diabetes, COPD, and it's kind of like all natural because we take your stem cells to help treat your condition and naturally reverse the side effects and everything.
Wow. Look at you. Holy cow. And you listen to this show? You should find something way smarter to listen to. I hate to tell people.
No.
I mean, it's like you should flip over to NPR or something because we're not smart enough for you.
No. I listen to you guys every morning. I have like an hour and 15-minute commute, and I love listening to you guys in the morning.
Well, a lot of us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
And thank you for calling in another episode of Ask the Show.
Ask the Show. Ask the Show.
We got to fix that broken record player on there.
Keep skipping.
I kind of like it.
Now,
Lunch Walking
with Lunchbox.
Imagine, if you will, an adult man with a full beard and a penguin costume comes to your door with no kids trick-or-treating.
Oh, trick-or-treat! Man, you guys look good. This might be the best house on the block. Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful Halloween. You guys look awesome. I hope you scare a lot of little kids. Ha ha. Oh!
What the?
Man, they were scary. They had these masks on, and they had the dry ice and the smoke. And then as I walked out, someone was hiding behind the fence and jumped out on me.
They never said a word.
I know. They were in character.
Trick or treat! How you doing? Oh, don't give me those crappy dots. Come on, like chocolate. No, dots are the worst thing in the world. I mean, you have dots and Smarties. I mean, this is terrible. I'm out of here. This house has dots. No one wants dots. I'm telling you, they're disgusting. Ah! Oh, my gosh. What a waste of time.
There he is. Man in his 30s out trick-or-treating, demanding no more dots. The cops ever get called on you?
Yes.
Okay, that's later. I don't know which clip it is, but the cops got called on him at some point. Halloween is the third biggest selling day for this, okay? Oh, yeah. Amy.
Yeah, I got brooms.
Brooms for witches. Wow.
Oh, man.
Lunchbox.
That's easy. I heard some last night. Fireworks.
No, Eddie.
Candles. Hit.
Oh, no. Okay. Hey, Donna in Fort Smith, take one shot at you're never going to get it.
Candy.
Panties.
No, candy.
Oh, candy. Panty.
Wow.
Hey, she's on a cell phone. I couldn't tell.
That's right.
No, it's neither.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's actually ordering pizza.
Oh, really? Oh, because like everybody's at the house, passing out candy.
I'm going to tell you something about last night. I have my porch light on. Listen, I understand I don't live in the best neighborhood, and people that go trick-or-treating, there's a whole new culture of trick-or-treating.
Back when I grew up, you just walked around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Now you get in the car and you go where all the rich people live.
Oh, right.
So I don't live in the best neighborhood. I know that. So, and I live on top of a hill, which is a little work to get up there.
You got to hike, yeah.
I know that. But turn my porch light on. Had some candy, right? Good candy. Full-size Snickers and full-size Twix.
You went full-size?
And not only that, guys.
You're trying to earn so many
points.
For sure.
And I know I wouldn't have that many, but I want them to go back and tell their friends.
Yeah.
But and not only that, I'm not exaggerating. I got three 20s out of the ATM and had $61 bills, and I was going to pass out money to.
Get out.
Not one person came to my door.
No way.
So I got a
no.
bunch of candy and a bunch of cash just laying around right by my front porch. Nobody came to my house.
Wow, I had my porch lights off, and I still had kids coming to my door.
Dang, you're probably going to give them spinach. And he's like, here's a spinach leaf for you. But I was going to be legendary to like five kids.
Wow.
I wanted them to go back to school and be like, hey, Billy, you're never going to guess. I got $7 and a Kit Kat.
A full size.
And nothing.
Man, they missed out.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Listen, here's my address if anyone wants to come by today.
Do it.
I'll go.
Yeah, I'll go.
Six.
Six what?
I was starting with your address.
It's not a six.
I know. I was joking. He's coming to give out your real.
Oh my God.
That wasn't. Okay.
She'll be here all week. Tell your friends. Hey, Trotheville. Hey. Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show. You ever wish in the morning you're driving to work, you could just make coffee in your car?
Yes.
Man. Now you can. The Any Cafe Travel Brewer is a portable mini Keurig machine. You can put it in your car. Mm. All you do is open the lid, add water, pop in the single serving, brews right in your car as you drive to work. I mean, it just sounds like a wreck waiting to happen, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Like somebody's going to get rear-ended as their buddy's making coffee behind them. But good for it. I'm telling you, if you cut out Starbucks, you save so much money. Like I stopped the $5.50 a day, and over a month,
yeah, you're saving a lot.
That's why I was able to pass out cash at Halloween last night. And then nobody came to get it. So that happened. You see Adele's turned down $1 million to do one show?
Yeah.
What?
I'll talk about that in a minute.
Busy.
Yeah, and what she said that she was doing is pretty funny instead of. It was basically the equivalent of, oh, I can't go on a date with you. I'm washing my hair.
Dang.
Yeah, so we'll get to that coming up in a minute. I did a charity event, and Jake Owen played the charity event. Never gonna grow up. Never gonna sleep. It was in Austin. It's for my buddy Andy's foundation, and so we go. And I saw Jay Cohen take a group of people that really didn't have a lot of interest in dancing. Everybody was dressed up in like suits and ties and donating money. It was one of those events. I saw him take a crowd of people that were like, "Nah, we're just here for the donation." And by the end of it, it was like ninth grade dance.
Mm-hmm.
People were. He shifted the crowd.
Ninth grade dance, but with like older people.
It was awesome. Like I saw the shift, and I told him because we were hanging out afterward, and I was like, "Man, they did not want to dance." And he would do things. So he'd play his song. But Jake's a smart guy, and he's like, "Okay, they like some of my songs." And then he just went into just straight cover band mode, and he did like Conway Twitty.
I'll come right out.
I love the late, and the crowd's like, "Oh, I love the old school."
Lay you down. Lay you down and salt.
And so, like, the old people were like, okay. And then it was like, he had the horns with him.
Wow.
Jake was killing it, man.
Yeah.
And then he did with the horns.
Okay. Yes. So crazy right now.
So I just want to give a big shout out to Jake Owen because I was at this event and I was like, oh, this is tough. A few days prior, I had done stand up at the congressional thing in D.C., and I know what it's like to have a crowd that has no interest in you. The crowd had no interest. And he shifted. Oh, man, it was amazing to watch. It was like, that's how it's done.
Yes.
So if you get a chance to see Jake out playing, you should go. Because it's really, really good. And he's got horns. That's what we need, horns.
Oh, great.
Just like let's hanging out in the back horns. Of the room?
No, the Raging Idiots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
you
y'all hear do.
Amy? Bobby tells a joke.
I thought you meant in here.
Yeah, you're on the air, Carl and Mobile.
Good morning.
Oh. Well, that's a good call.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's totally me, too. For some
you
reason,
just hung up on him?
I just had the urge. I felt like he went over the line. So, hey, Carl, call back, dude. He got a strong good morning in, and that was it. Well, there's that. How about this? Wasn't ready for that. How about... Oh, he's back on? Oh, look at this guy. Carl, is this you again?
Good morning, Bobby. Good morning, y'all.
He feels like he has to do better. No, Carl, that's my bad, dude. I didn't mean to hang up on you.
Well, I appreciate that.
All right, go ahead, buddy. I'm sorry.
Just want to let y'all know I feel that Lunchbox got robbed. I'm not a huge fan of Lunchbox, but yesterday he should have won the Knock Knock Joe Championship.
There are many people that feel that way. You know, we play games on this show. Here's the thing about the passionate part of it. Nobody ever wins anything, so we move on with our life. But listeners get really into it.
Mm-hmm. I thought about it last night.
Did you?
I was mad. I was like, man, I still should have won. I was just going over the jokes in my head going, mine were so much better.
I had the most dominant joke of the whole tournament, though.
Which one?
With Daisy.
Oh, yeah. And so, you had a music hook. So.
Yes. And so I prepared. So yeah. I definitely feel like I should have won, but we all feel that way. But you know what, Carl? You represent the Lunchbox contingent of the show.
And I also love the fake news section.
Is it fake news?
Wow. Oh, love it.
Okay, see,
so you are a Lunchbox fan.
Yeah, we've been thinking about, you know, does that segment stay or not? I personally enjoy it.
Me too.
Very much so.
Do you have one ready, Lunchbox?
Yeah.
Carl, would you like to play Is It Fake News?
Yes, I would.
We've never done this, but Carl, you're such a good caller. Let's see what we got. Here we go. Let's play Is It Fake News?
Is It Fake News?
Man, Sam Adams, the beer company, just released a new beer that is illegal in 12 states, and it costs $200 a beer. They recommend you serve it 1 ounce at a time.
All right, Carl, $200. Sam Adams, illegal in a bunch of states. Is it fake news? Carl, you're up.
I do believe that is fake news.
You say it's fake news. Amy?
Fake news.
Eddie?
They would never do that. Fake news.
Well, I know the answer is real news because it's in the news. It is real news.
Real news.
That's what.
Real news.
Real news.
Wow. Real news.
Carl, I think you were robbed the same way Lunchbox was robbed yesterday. Hey, would you like to hear what you would have won, Carl, had you won?
Absolutely.
All right. Raymond, if Carl would have won, what would he have won?
He would have won season tickets to the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow.
That's season amazing. Tickets.
Carl, wow.
I'm giving those to Eddie, so it's all right.
All right. Well,
appreciate that, Carl.
Carl, appreciate that you call. The fact that you pick up your phone and you call us while you, I don't know, you driving to work today?
I am driving to work this morning.
Like, that means a lot to me, so I appreciate that. I wish I had something to give you, but I don't.
Oh, no.
How about friendship?
Y'all.
Hey, will friendship work?
I love friendship.
All right.
Lots of.
Here's a bucket of it, then, my friend. Hey, Carl, appreciate you, buddy.
Appreciate y'all.
All right, I like that dude. Well, there's a vote for Is It Fake News?
You know? A good vote, yeah.
I had to take myself out of it because I have the story literally right in front
of
me. The Sam Adams, the 199 beer that's illegal in 12 states, including Tennessee, South Carolina, Arkansas, North Carolina.
Yeah, get me one of those.
The hardest party in states. They decided to cut out. Amy's going to give us the Adele story. She was lecturing me off the air. If you don't tell it, I'm going to.
Yeah, I just saw that bone check.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30-second skinny.
Well, Adele turned down a $1.3 million offer to play for some Arab billionaires. And her excuse was that she was busy gardening this week. And she's often weeding these days. A lot.
Hello.
$1.3 million. Dollars.
For a show.
Yeah.
I was wondering.
She's gardening. Like I said, that's. Oh, I can't go out with you. I have to wash my hair.
Yeah.
That's that. All right, what else do you have?
Well, Luke Bryan has partnered with Chevy to come out with this big old Suburban that's a shade of camouflage. It's got highlighter orange, like rims that mimic hunting gear. It also has a hunting blind in the back seat with the windows removable for easy target access. I thought y'all told me you couldn't shoot out of a car.
You're not supposed to shoot animals out of a car.
Oh. This turns into, if it turns into a hunting blind, does it count? And then there's
no, a blind's different. Blinds don't move.
Okay. Well, this one, it's got like an equipment storage thing on the top for your adventures in the wilderness, an LED light bar in the front bumper for nighttime visibility, camouflage seats. It's a whole hunting, fishing, and loving everyday truck.
Sounds like Luke just drew a picture. It was like, this is what I'd like to have. And they were like, you got it, Luke.
No further details were given about the pricing of this new Suburban at this time, but it will be available in 2018.
There you go.
I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
The Bobby Bone Show.
If there's ever a time you want to ask the show a question.
Ask the show. Ask the show.
Grayson in Fort Worth. Hello.
What's going on? Good morning.
Good morning, bud. What's going on with you? What do you want to ask?
I wanted to ask about Ray's $50,000 Donald Trump bet.
Yeah, so long time ago, Ray bet a little money and won a lot of money. Except they're not going to pay him unless Donald Trump, who's President Trump now, finishes his presidency.
Okay.
Which doesn't seem fair.
No.
That's how we all feel, too.
Ray, you don't have your money, right?
No.
No.
I haven't.
And you're not going to get it.
In 3 years.
Yeah. How do you feel about that, Grayson? 3 years.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
It does. Yeah, it does. Thank you for asking the show.
Ask the show. Ask the show.
Lunchbox went door to door, knocking on people's doors. You had to think, Lunchbox is a 36-year-old man, full beard, by himself in a penguin costume.
Lunchwalking!
With Lunchbox.
Trick or treat!
Woohoo!
Yeah!
All right!
Yeah. Two!
No!
Two!
No. Happy Halloween!
Three! No more!
Oh.
Is that the door getting slammed?
Oh, yeah.
I would be scared, too, if a man with a full beard came.
For sure.
By himself. Guys, it's funny because we know Lunchbox, but if we didn't, we'd be like, why is there an adult man by himself in a penguin costume knocking on my door?
And right after that door slam, I heard click like lock.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
They got you with that?
Yeah. Trick or treat!
What are you doing? Stop.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what. Let me tell you. I'm going to give you some Halloween advice, though.
What is it?
I know you like sitting on the porch, but half the fun is knocking on the door. You know what I mean? Like, I love to go, knock, knock, knock. You know what I'm saying?
Dogs don't like it quite as much. Sorry.
That's okay. It's okay. You take half the fun out of it, but I got some candy.
There it is.
Lunch walking.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Eric in Virginia Beach, what's going on?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I was just calling. I wanted to tell Amy that I love her morning corny. I think it's hilarious. I listen to it. I look forward to it. I just got off work. I listen to you guys on my way home, and I look forward to that every morning.
Wow, okay.
No pressure. I remember telling our boss at one point, this will be one of our biggest segments ever.
Yeah, and?
He said, no, it won't.
How's that?
I pray for you every day, getting your kids home. I really hope you get them home soon. As someone who struggled with infertility, I know exactly where you're coming from. So hope you get your kids home soon.
Thank you. That's sweet.
Why don't you sit on the phone, Eric, for a live morning corny? Would you like to hear one live and then give your opinion of how good you think it was?
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, Amy.
Okay.
No pressure.
All right, you have to really think about this one, okay?
Oh, great.
Oh, jeez.
The morning corny.
Why did the depressed fish go to the reef?
Why did the depressed fish go to the reef?
For coral support.
That was the morning corny.
Kind of sad, but
get it?
Let's go to Eric. Eric, your thoughts?
I loved it.
No, yes.
Eric, come
okay.
on.
Get it? Yeah.
Well, my wife calls them dad jokes because I say stuff like that all the time. But I love them. I think they're hilarious.
Mm-hmm. You have kids, Eric?
I do. I have two kids now.
How old are they?
I have a 3-year-old who's just about turned 4. And a 3-month-old.
So did you go trick-or-treating last night?
I did.
And how'd that go? Did you take the baby, too?
I did take the baby. My daughter went as the sugar plum fairy, and my son was the mouse king.
Which one's older?
My daughter's older.
Did she have fun? Was it fun for her to walk and get free candy and stuff?
Oh, Oh yeah, she loved it. She kept saying Ray, like, are you done? Are you ready to go? And she looked down at her bucket and her be like, my bucket's not full yet.
Did you let her fill it up before you made her go home?
Yeah, we let her fill it up before we went home.
That's awesome. Hey, thank you for calling, Eric. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you guys. You guys are awesome.
Well, thanks, man, and I appreciate you. The Bobby Bones Show. I told you our boss likes to send me commentary during the show now, which is weird because ratings have never been better. And all of a sudden, he likes a text, like, good bit, bad bit. So now we've created a button. Anytime I get commentary.
And now live commentary from our boss.
He writes in, adult trick-or-treating from Lunchbox. Simple, but classic.
Okay.
There you go.
Is that helpful?
Lunchwalking
with Lunchbox.
I don't know. Here you go. We have one more bit. It's a very simple bit, but it's classic. Lunchbox knocking on doors. Trick-or-treating. An adult man in a penguin costume with a full beard by himself.
Trick-or-treat! A little old! You are my mom! Come on! I've never heard of such a thing. My mom lets me go trick-or-treating and I get harassed by the lady giving out candy. Ugh.
That's unpleasant.
Huh.
Did she give you candy?
She gave me two pieces.
Okay.
Trick or treat!
Hi!
You guys must have some cool candy. You got a fire going. And
yeah.
Only one?
Only one?
Wow! Yeah. Lamest house on the block! They only give out one piece. Skip it. Just move on. They only give out one. Skip this house. Woo! Happy Halloween!
For sure, I think he was casing houses for the neighborhood to rob.
Yes.
For sure, I would think that. Okay, there it is. That's our final lunch walking of today. A bit that's simple. A classic. Here it is.
Lunchwalking
with Lunchbox.
Did you know that if you block your sense of smell, you may lose weight?
No.
They've been doing this study where they feed people the same things, and they have some people clip their nose while they eat. And it turns out if you're not smelling it, you get full the same, but since all your senses aren't taking it in, you don't eat as much.
Oh.
So they're saying if you clip your nose and you eat, you don't eat as much.
Interesting.
Aren't we, like, we're a disgusting society, right? Because we have to eat until we feel like, bleh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Other countries aren't like that.
Mm-hmm.
We're gross. Like me, I go, and I'm like, here's the thing, too. Like, I eat, and I get full, and I'm like, oh, I can't move. Then I'm like, I need something sweet.
Yeah. I need something salty. Yeah. Sweet.
It's always something sweet. Like, I finish, and I'll just be like, oh, I'm so full. I could not have another bite. Then I'm like, this ain't all something sweet. You know, just to get... It's like the little exclamation point. I couldn't have another bite of chicken, but maybe a little pudding. Maybe a little piece of cake. Yeah, but if you clip your nose, maybe that's a thing.
Okay. So we're going to be holding our noses in public.
No, just clip it. Take like one of those clothes hangers.
Sounds like something you would do, by the way. Oh, I have a special message I'd like to give to our listeners. A second. Personal message. I'm a little upset.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm about to get upset. Yeah, hold on.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
We were talking a second ago about if you close your nose and you eat, you feel full, but you stop eating as much. And like people lost weight just by clipping their nose. Melissa's on in Charlotte. Hey, Melissa.
Hey.
So you lost your sense of smell?
I did. Well, not completely, but yes, I've lost. Like I can smell like sweet smell, but not like sour smells or, I mean, certain things.
So what happened with you?
So I started taking medication and I kind of like the sense of smell dimmed, and then it just kind of has gotten worse. But I actually lost 30 pounds because I couldn't taste my food. And so I like would take a couple bites and I'd lose interest in it. Like I was getting to the point where I wasn't hungry. And so then I'd stop eating and I lost weight.
So she again lost her sense of smell and
wow.
It does affect. You feel full and on with your day. Melissa?
Interested in it, yeah.
I appreciate the call. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Awesome. Thank you.
Bye.
Did you know if you go from like overweight, like an obese state, to a normal body weight BMI, you can save yourself like $30,000?
I did not know that.
I read that earlier. It just made me think of that.
Did you know that
if your kids ate a bunch of candy last night, it's about 7,000 calories, which is about 13 Big Macs.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
That's what they're saying, like the amount of average candy kids eat. Basically, they ate 13 Big Macs last night.
What?
Yeah. Listen, 13 Big Macs sounds pretty good. Not gonna lie to you. Eddie, did you eat your kids' candy?
Yes.
Yeah. So, Lindsay and I, my now ex-girlfriend, broke up a few weeks ago. And I can't post a picture on Instagram with any other female, period, without people just going in.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not pleasant.
Dang.
And, listen, I don't care because... But I know that sometimes she reads them or other girls that I'm just friends with will see it.
Mm.
I'm just asking. You're part of the old B team here. Like, you have the absolute right to write on my... I live my life in the public eye, so... I can't go, hey, I'm public, but right now I'm not going to be anymore. Like, it's just, that's not fair, and I always get annoyed when celebrities go, we're going to put our whole relationship out public, but now they're breaking up. We respect your privacy. It's not like somebody died, and you just used it to your advantage. So, I just asked that, hey, we chill out just a bit. I posted a picture of me and Lauren Petroski, a morning anchor at Fox 7. In Austin, friend for 8 years, married. She's been friend longer than that. Married 8 years, kid.
Yeah, that's a kid.
They're like, yeah. Oh, they're dating.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder what Lindsay L thinks about that. And I'm just like,
and they
oh.
tag her.
They tag her.
They tag her. Like, why would you tag her?
Don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, and it's happened a few times. I'm just asking. I'm not going to block anybody because I only block when people curse or slam sponsors when they shouldn't. Other than that, I really don't block that many people unless they're just trying to start trouble. It's just relax a bit. And then if anybody sees anybody doing that, just go shut them down for me. Most of the time, my Instagram timeline kind of sheriffs itself.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
People come in and take care of business for me.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook ain't that. There's the Wild West. Like, good luck with that. But yeah, it's a thing. And I'd appreciate people if I don't appreciate it if you wouldn't do that.
Yeah, make it not a thing.
Somebody was sent me just really long email, upset with me because I make jokes about the breakup, right?
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
To be fair, I only joke because I'm sad.
Mm-hmm.
That's always been my life.
And that's so, how you got funny.
Thank you.
Lonely.
Oh, man. Wow. It's kind of true, but it hurts.
It is true. That's where humor comes from.
It's true.
Humor, listen, the good-looking rich kids aren't the funny ones. Because they were always given everything. The good-looking rich kids are the ones that had... Why do they have to be funny? Humor is a defense mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting the crap beat out of me. I was the poor kid. What are you going to do? Either get beat up, run, or be funny. And I don't want to get beat up, and I couldn't run that fast, so let me tell some jokes.
Yeah, and like you're really funny. What about the people that are just sort of funny?
Well, they're just kind of good-looking with a little bit of money, you know?
Lonely.
But the funniest people... are often the ones that are the most broken inside.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, I know that when I go on stage and I do stand-up, that's my search for love.
Mm.
And I've been in therapy now for about a month or so. I told you I was forced into therapy, right? I told you that too.
You didn't go into the detail in front of the microphone right here, no.
Okay, so what happened was, there's a lot of stuff that happened in my personal life. Some stuff you guys don't even know about. Some stuff you do. So they hit me hard. Relationship ended. Great relationship, great person. Still, the Las Vegas shooting just destroyed me. It was just like, I didn't know what to do with myself. That happened.
Your dog.
My dog got diagnosed with cancer and he's terminal. And that's like my longest living ever relationship. Longer than any parent, longer than anything. All that happened at once. There were a couple other things. And so, like my manager who like oversees all my career... She's like, you're going to this therapist. I've already booked it. You 11 o'clock go. So I've been going back. It's been pretty good for me.
Yeah.
It's just a long ways away to drive.
Oh.
I felt like one day right after therapy, like I talked to you and I think you had just gotten out and you sounded, and I had just seen you before therapy and you sounded so much better immediately after.
Well, to me, I never knew what therapy was. When you grew up in Mountain Pine, Arkansas, there's not therapy. We worried about eating.
Right.
That wasn't a thing.
Yeah. Definitely
now it's
added
a thing
expense.
For me now. I'm single with no kids. I have disposable income. So I go and I whine about stuff for an hour and it gives me a little perspective. But I don't even know what my point was on that, but that's where I'm going. Okay, I'm going.
Oh, well, you were talking about being funny and you have hurts inside. Like, oftentimes people that are the funniest are...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oftentimes people that are funniest are the ones that are the most broken. Mm-hmm. So what I worry about going to therapy is I'm going to get less funny.
Oh, no.
I know. Once I start...
I think once you get funny, you're just funny.
No, no. Once I start healing up, I'll be like, top of the morning to you, fellow friends.
You're like, oh, no, Bobby's not funny
Oh,
anymore.
Great. Too much therapy.
Lonely...
I've never been to a guy therapist before, mm-hmm. and I have one. It's so weird.
You like it?
I don't know. Right now, I don't know.
It's still new.
It's so new. My life is built around women, meaning my mom, my grandma, my Morgan, our main producer, is female. Amy, my best friend on the show, is female. My manager's female. Everything's female to me because I'm comfortable with women. I think women are the smarter. That I think that I just am... I mean, I'm pretty feminine myself. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
So it's weird to talk to a guy because I don't feel as comfortable around dudes to just talk about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I come talk about anybody. And by the way, I'm
lonely.
Oh, does he know what you do? Let me see. Listen.
Here's the weird thing. Yeah. I don't know.
I know.
He knows what I do because we talk about it like a bit. But I'm always like, does this guy really know what's up? Because he's my age, a little bit older, maybe. I don't know.
He'll probably never tell you.
I know.
Yeah, I know. And I think we have that patient confidentiality thing.
Yeah.
But do I have it on his end? Like, can I tell his secrets?
I don't think so. I don't think
it works that way. Double?
You can say everything about him.
I would never. That's like my time. But yeah, that's
funny.
But yeah, if you guys would just chill on the Instagram stuff, that'd be cool. Like, go to my page, Mr. Bobby Bones. Lindsay, my ex-girlfriend, posted a picture of her because she texted me, hey, can I go see Dusty, my dog? I was like, sure. And she had a picture of her with the dog and on her Insta story. And people were like, oh. But no, we're just really cool.
Yeah. And she is really close to Dusty.
Yeah. And he's sick. And so there's that. So what did everybody do last night? Halloween, Amy?
Oh, man. I went to bed early because I was super tired. So I was the Grinch and I had my porch light off. And I even had to ignore a few that decided to still ring the doorbell.
Why would they ring it if it's off?
I don't know. I guess maybe they thought maybe someone was still home. It wasn't quite totally dark out yet, so maybe they just weren't focused on the porch light. But I felt horrible because I just had to stand there and act like I wasn't there.
She hid behind the couch. Nobody's here.
I know. It was awkward.
Lunchbox, so you went and adult trick-or-treated.
Yep,
which
that's
is
what
funny because...
Trick or treat.
Well, we can do that.
Oh, what do we got?
They're all the same thing.
Oh, no chocolate?
That's whatever's there.
Oh, man, fruit snacks? Kind of lame, man. It's Halloween. I want candy.
I think you're already in a candy run.
Oh, man, that was weak. Weak sauce.
Did you and your wife do anything? Or?
No, she was at the house giving out candy, and I was going out to get candy.
Did you do any giving out with the kids there?
No, we didn't have a single knock.
Oh, you didn't?
No. No one comes on our street for some reason.
Me either. And I told you. Wow. I had cash and full size.
Dang.
I just wanted to be a legend.
If I would have known that, I would take the juniors out there.
So, you took the junior and junior out.
Yeah, my two kids. We got dressed up. We had a busy day.
So, Eddie, our producer, has two kids. You take the dog out, too?
Yeah. Coachella, the dog went out there. Except, I didn't have an outfit for her, so she didn't have a costume. Kind of rough.
She's probably okay.
Yeah, she's all right.
What did the 9-year-old dress as?
9-year-old was a ghost, like a homemade costume ghost. And he looked pretty good, and he had me take a black light out and shine it on him the whole time so he was glowing. It's kind of cool. He paid me in candies.
Oh, he paid you in candies?
Yeah, he's like, I'll give you some of my candy if you hold this flashlight on me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So then your 4-year-old.
He was a race car driver, specifically Lightning McQueen from Cars. And dude, he was cute. He had the whole little, jumpsuit, the onesie thing, and his hat that said Lightning McQueen on it. He loved it.
How long did you guys make it?
We went all the way till the buckets filled up, so it was probably about an hour and a half. I'd never seen my little one. He's 4, and last year he just wasn't too interested. He was like, whatever, we'll go to some houses. Man, I'd never seen him run so fast. He was going from one house to another as fast as he could. And the only reason we went an hour and a half is because he wanted to fill his bucket up.
Really?
Yeah, he loved it.
Did you serve as their agent afterward?
Their agent?
Yeah, like take 15% of the candy like for yourself.
No, man. I want to keep my weight down a little bit. So I just took about 4 pieces of candy from each of them and I called it a night.
Did they know you took the candy?
Yeah. They're cool with it. Dude, I'm telling you, they had so much candy. They were like, take whatever you want.
Does your older one save it up? He seems like the saving kind. Like, he rations it out.
You know what he did? When we ran out of candies, when people would come to the house, he said, let me get some of my candy that I collected and hand him out.
What in the world?
I'm like, I'm telling you, there's something about this kid. Like, he's going to be a missionary or something. Like, I have no idea.
That's funny.
Where this comes from. But that's what he did. Oh, they had a blast. They love Halloween.
That's cool. Bobby Bones, everybody. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Come on, Bobby. It's the first of the month. I'll give you a description. You name the famous first. Okay, for example, who is the first president of the United States?
George Washington.
George Washington. Right. Got it.
Okay. Back and forth. If you miss it, you're out. The first city with the first Starbucks. Amy.
Seattle.
Ooh.
Correct.
Oh.
Woo!
Oh.
What's the First Amendment, Lunchbox?
What?
The First Amendment.
He's out.
What do you mean
he's out? He doesn't know it.
The First Amendment?
Yeah.
Ah, the right to freedom. Oh, yeah, you can
that's
speak.
That's pretty much our whole, yeah, freedom of speech, but that's not the right to freedom.
Oh, you're come
done.
On.
You're done.
You robbed me. All right, let's have another game.
No, I didn't rob you. Yeah, the right to freedom? No, that's not the answer. Amy, who is the first host on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Regis.
Oh, come on. You give her Regis and you give me amendments? Come on.
Of the Constitution.
The First Amendment.
I bet you know the second one. Easy.
Amy, who is, what's the first word in the song Friends in Low Places?
Oh my goodness. Now I'm singing the chorus.
Come on. The first word of the song Friends in Low Places.
Okay. Blame.
There you go. Blame it all on my roots. There you go.
Okay.
I'll give you one more.
I'm ready.
The first three digits of the mathematical number pi.
3, 1, 4.
That's right. Dang. Yes. Now you lost. She gets to do the celebration round. You,
I thought you'd give me another chance. We have another game, like a matchup.
No.
Because, I mean, you give her Regis Philbin and you give me, hey, name the 26 amendments of the United States. I mean,
no, it's just the first one, not 26.
She got pie, dude. So anything you want to say,
boom.
She got pie.
Yeah.
Freedom.
Eat that.
Yeah, eat that pie. Oh, and Bobby Bones
Show. John Party says he wants everybody to win a CMA.
Aww.
Yeah. The thing about John Party, he's telling the truth.
Yeah, I try not to get like, oh, it'd be so awesome. I mean, it'd be amazing, but I mean, the real trophies have been number ones and gold records and fans showing up to the shows. I mean, I'd love to have all of it, but and then I'd love to get it. But you know how it is, man. There's a lot of guys doing good, and I want everybody to get the award. So I'm trying not to be like just dreaming about it. And the CMAs are always fun to go to anyways.
Most of the time, they're full of crap. But I had the same conversation with John about a month ago. We're playing a show together, and I was like, hey, dude, because he's up for a couple, but he's up for, I think, new artist. And I was like, I like your chances. Because he just doesn't have songs. Some of the other new artists, like Luke Combs is a thing and songs. John Party is a thing and songs. But, like, I don't feel like Brett Young's a thing yet. I feel like he has big songs, but I don't think, like, he as a person is cut through. His songs are monsters, but that's part of it. You got to build up.
It's the package.
The thing, right. And I was like, John, I think if it were me, I think you're the favorite to win. It's like, I swear to you, you gave me the same. He's like, dude, you're not going to believe this, but I think everybody should get one. He goes, I don't even care if I don't get one. That John Party.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I don't believe in a bunch of people's bullcrap, but I believe what he says. Like, he's a good dude, man. And then we talked about stink bugs for like 20 minutes. He's got a big stink bug problem in his house right now.
Stink bugs.
Yeah. That's if I knew how to get rid of him. I was like, yeah, call the stink bug person to come get rid of him.
Exactly.
Like, for our listeners, you know, we get the inside, the good and the bad of the music industry. Just trust that John Party dude. Like, he's the real deal, man. He's the real deal. Long as she ain't in it. Don't wanna. Who else is up for best new artist? Do we know?
Oh no, I'll have to look that up.
I don't mean that as a slight to anybody, but sometimes you have huge songs and you don't know much about them.
Right.
And there are artists that have like 15 number one. Like, I tell you, and I think I love.
I don't know him that well, different than John Party, but I enjoy when Billy Currington comes in because he's not around in a whole lot. I mean, he's so intense, but I like Billy because Billy is just kind of a weirdo like me. And yeah. there's kind of a weirdo bond between us two when he comes in. And Billy has so many songs. I think Billy could walk down the street and nobody would be like, hey, Billy Currington. And he's totally cool with that.
So many true. Songs.
And Billy Currington is that artist that has so many songs. If you went to a Billy Currington concert, you'd be like, I know every song. Yeah. I didn't even know I'd know one. But yeah, I like Billy Currington. I like when he comes in. He gives hard hugs, man. Like
he's strong.
He is a thick dude.
His handshakes hurt too.
He works out, I guess.
Yeah. I like that dude. Lunchbox, who's up for CMA Best New Artist?
Lauren Elena,
okay.
Luke Combs,
yep.
Old Dominion, John Party, and Brett Young.
Okay. Lauren only has one song. I think that kind of puts her back because the other guys have more hits.
She's so good, though.
Oh, no. She's the best singer of that whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, Luke Combs up there, but Lauren's still the best singer. But she only has one hit. I think it's going to hurt her. I think Party wins it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Luke Combs has a shot to be that second one. I don't think people know who Brett Young is, though, yet. Like, he has songs. They know his songs may be better. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he... And then, who's the other one?
Old Dominion.
Yep. Yeah.
So many hits. Probably the best song out of all of them. But, again, they don't have that thing either where people would recognize them. Yeah. And they would say that, too. So, anyway, that's my thoughts. What do I know? I'll probably get yelled at for saying that.
No.
I like that breakdown.
All I do is get yelled at for stuff all the time.
You voted for that category. Who'd you vote for?
Can you say? I don't think you can say.
I can't say.
I can say whatever I want.
I either
voted for John or Lauren.
All right.
One of the. I don't remember. But if I know me, it'd either been John or just probably John. Yeah, John Party. She was a heartache on the dance floor.
Based on that song right there and just his awesome personality, I went John Party.
You did well. The awards are next week. Coming up, here they come.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, Cassie in Tucson, what's going on?
Hey, yeah, I was wondering, how do you guys stay positive after things like you break up with your girlfriend, or Amy doesn't get her kids like she thought, or things like this happen, and then you have to be on the radio and act happy and positive? That'd be really hard.
It's a good question. I don't think we always act happy. Like, there's sometimes where we're just upset and irritable and we bring that in. But I can just speak for me first is I always feel like there are much weaker people that have fought through much harder circumstances. And that always kind of puts me back in my place. So I feel like people have it worse than me. Whatever I'm going through, somebody has it worse than me. And they're fighting even harder than me. And how selfish of me to think that my problem... So that's how I kind of look at it and go, it's not so bad compared to some people. Amy, you want to answer that?
Yeah, I mean, I think also with you, perspective is important. But then it's a welcome distraction for me because I feel like much of my day is spent either trying to figure out how I can get my kids here. So to be able to come to work with friends and have fun for 5 hours, it helps put me in a better place. And then hopefully if you guys are going through stuff, and we can do that for you as well.
Cool. Love
so
that.
That's it. So thank you for the question. I appreciate that. And as always, appreciate you.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. Appreciate it. Yeah. Oh, I guess that would be a Ask the Show, huh?
Ask the Show.
Are you guys singing the jingle?
Well,
now?
I mean, if the button's not working, we can do it.
Oh, it works.
Ask the Show. Ask the Show.
They have this song here. They say it's the song that makes you de-stress the most, like scientifically. Today's National Stress Awareness Day, by the way.
Oh.
This song was proven to reduce stress the most by listening to it. Ready? Hello, it's me. That's very terrible. I'd change the station. If this came on, I'd be like, pass.
Well, it makes you sleepy.
I feel good.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm not.
It does kind of sound like the background, though, of every little thing. I remember every little thing. Because they have all that, like, that, ooh.
Carly Pierce.
Yeah. The highs and lows of it. Every little thing. Does it kind of? Because they have all like this, that spacey, like ghosty stuff in the background of the song.
Synth.
Yeah. Ooh. All right, make up a song to it. Ready and go. Yeah. Insert a song. Go.
I don't know if you were looking at me or not. I probably have to all the time.
Yeah!
And I saw you just walk by. And know that I...
Lilac.
With the Nissan, the optimal sticker on the back.
Lilac. That's going to
right, 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 right.
Blood on your face. Big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. We will rock you.
Dude, that's good.
Amy, you want to
come on,
this?
Amy.
This is the least stressful song of all time. It's tough. It's tough. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. I got a little dirt on my boot.
Oh, now she's... Come on. You were just singing that.
I know, because it's in my head, I guess.
You gotta fit to feel the vibe.
I have to feel the vibe?
Yeah, feel it for a second.
You gotta feel the beat.
Okay, let me hear the beat. I fell into
Ring of fire. Okay.
She only knew that because I played this earlier. Yeah. I was talking about Jake Owens.
These are the songs in my head.
Yeah. That's okay. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Man, I feel like a failure.
No.
Sometimes you don't feel it.
It's just improv.
Yeah.
I want to be good at improv. Except for I'm just good about things that are currently in my head.
Okay. Your song, you make me want to roll my all right. Down and cry.
I'd have probably been like...
Slow hands.
The Nile horns. I can't really sing it.
Slow hands.
Yeah.
Not my body.
Lunch, you want to take a shot?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Oh, boy.
I would walk 500 miles.
What?
It's not like a 900 number. It doesn't even make...
No, it's 500 miles and I walk 500 more.
But that one goes...
No, I will walk by. But I was trying to time it with the 500 at the boom.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
Oh.
Does that mean we're done?
No, it did. But Amy's like, one more shot quickly.
Yeah. It's a remix to Ignition.
Yes, now we're on. Now you're on it.
I'm not done. Hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing, sipping on coke and rum.
I'm like, so what, I'm drunk. It's a freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have me some fun.
Yes!
Bounce. You got one!
Finally.
Bones.com.
There it is. Bones. We were talking a minute ago about I never got to actually the topic of it because we're making our own music. The song that is supposed to take you out of stress. This is the song. It's called Weightless. It takes down your anxiety. And then I was reading this article about how famous people deal with stress. Bill Gates reads an hour every night before he goes to bed. Oprah meditates for 20 minutes twice a day. Jack Dorsey, the Twitter CEO, he walks 5 miles to work every day to clear his mind.
Whoa.
And that seems a little much.
What if it's raining?
That's a long walk.
Dedicated.
And the Sheryl Sandberg, the Facebook CEO, turns off her phone before she goes to bed so she doesn't have to check emails or texts, etc. What do you guys do to de-stress? Amy?
Yoga. Yep. And I just, going to start doing my whole nighttime no light thing.
Okay, Amy's going to light candles in her house, and her house is going to burn down. Yes. It just is. She's going to forget 9 candles, and it's going to be a thing.
What do you do?
He boxes.
No, I don't like that. I mean, I do it. It's a good for workouts.
Okay.
That doesn't take my stress out.
Over
his body.
I have the grossest bruises on my legs.
That's stressful.
Just because I've been kicking butt, that is. But still, I will watch Netflix. Because I don't ever just sit down and take things in.
Yeah.
But if I can watch a couple episodes of something on Netflix, it does just kind of relax me. But sometimes I watch shows that don't relax me. I'm watching that Mindhunter.
Oh, that sounds
stressful.
And
I'm on like episode 8.
Yeah, that can be like tense.
But I like to just sit down and watch Netflix. Open my computer, nothing else. You don't have any stress on lunch. You're pretty good, huh?
No, I don't really get stressed out, so I just chill, man. I mean, I'm just really laid back.
You ever, like, do stuff to stress yourself out? Like, do the opposite of us that you haven't...
To get myself stressed out?
Yeah, because, I mean, you just live the life.
Yeah, sometimes when I look for something because my house is kind of messy and I can't find, like, my car keys or something, that kind of stresses me out. Like, yeah. If I had to be somewhere and I'm like, oh, what did I do with my keys? I usually put them over here in the key bowl, but that's only, like, once a month. And so I put them somewhere and then you look and it's under something. And
what's the biggest stress of your life right now?
Biggest stress of my life right now?
Right now.
Paying my mortgage.
That's an actual stress, but is it that you struggle to pay your mortgage, or just you don't like doing it?
Well, I mean, just making sure I mail the check in on time.
Because I mean, you wouldn't have bought your house if you couldn't. I mean, you have a good job, so
you have the money.
It's not that you're stressed.
You're saying it's literally mailing it on time.
Yeah, it's literally putting the stamp on it and mailing it.
You should literally just have them automatically draft it out of your account. That'd be amazing. Yeah,
I just want to listen to know he's not saying he hopes he can make his money for the mortgage on time. Like literally, it's he just wants to put the stamp on the envelope and get it out
on time.
Yeah, because
he doesn't forget.
Yeah,
no, it's stressful to worry about that because I'll have some days I'll be like, oh my gosh, did I mail the mortgage in? And I have to go check the mail truck.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You go into the truck?
No, I have a truck. I set it right by the front door. That's where I stick all my bills.
Yeah,
and then I go to the mail truck. That's what I call it.
Companies are giving non-smokers extra holidays to compensate for smoke breaks.
Genius.
That's funny.
Perfect. Because they say every smoke break lasts about 15 minutes. So you go out and you take 4 smoke breaks a day. And through the year, they go, it's like 6 days. So you're not a smoker. Everybody else is getting free time off. You should now get time off too. And what
That's
it's going to
cool.
do, it's going to reduce smoking.
Yeah. Because everyone's going to want those days off.
Yes.
Love it.
Or they're going to be sneaking it.
Yeah, it's true.
But I thought that was pretty good. I saw a judge ordered a man to write 144 things that are positive about his ex. Because... First of all, he was in jail. He pleaded no contest to violating a protection order that he said you can't contact her. But he sent her 144 nasty text messages, like mean, like you're. So the judge goes, okay, first of all, no more talking to her, and you must write her 144 positive things about her.
Oh,
wow!
Okay.
And he said he can't repeat any words.
And he can't repeat any words.
What? Wow!
Got him.
He's
gonna need a thesaurus.
I like judges who just like do things like that.
Yeah.
Like go to the chalkboard and write 10,000 times, I will not pee in the public sidewalk.
Oh my gosh, that might really keep people from doing it.
That?
Maybe.
Did you see the average amount of time people need to date before they get married?
Yeah. Yes, I do believe.
5 years.
Yeah, 5 years.
5 years?
Yeah, it was the longest I'd ever seen before.
I can't remember if it was 5 months or 5 years.
It's not how you got married.
Okay.
It's the rest of...
5 years.
5 years is a long time.
It's
though,
a really long time. Like around... Isn't it around like year two or three that you're like, okay, time to figure this out?
Well, it's around year two or three where guys start to get pressured. Like, hey, time to figure this out.
No, okay.
For us, it's... You know, we just chill.
Just chilling, man.
Yep.
Hanging out.
You know?
We're going to get married? I was just chilling.
We don't need to talk about that right now.
Now time for Amy's Sports Minute.
Amy's Sports Minute.
The CFP, you know who they are?
CFP?
No.
Yeah, College Football Poll.
Playoff?
Duh.
Okay.
Oh, no, poll. This is a poll. Okay. College Football Poll. And I guess there's a new number one in town, boys.
No, it's a playoff.
It's a playoff.
Oh, okay. So anyway, it's the playoff.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is from a poll, though. So I got the top 5 contenders.
So what happens is they put the top 4 teams at the end of the year in a playoff. It's a college football playoff.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Bones.
I thought the P stood for poll, but no. Okay.
And you argued with us, but that's okay.
Because it says right here, college football poll.
There you go.
Thank you very much. Could be either or.
Go ahead.
And in at number 5, we got the Oklahoma Sooners.
Which means they just miss out right now. They don't make the playoff if it were to happen today. Go ahead. Just do number 1. That's how it started there.
Oh, okay. Number 1, we got the Georgia Bulldogs.
Which was a surprise. Everyone expected Alabama to be number 1.
Yeah, but guess what? Alabama's number 2.
There you go.
And then in at number 3, we have Notre Dame. And number 4, we got the Clemson Tigers. Which, this is crazy. Because they had a shocking loss to Syracuse.
Okay, Amy's reading things and just saying, okay.
No, I'm not. I highlighted that part.
Thank you. I watched that game. It was a big one.
Yeah, it was a big one. And then, like I said,
their quarterback got hurt that game, though, if I believe.
Yes.
But still, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and then, like I said, M at number 5 is the Sooners.
Well, the thing about Arkansas being 3-5 is we don't have to worry about this stupid poll.
Oh,
yeah. You don't worry about that stuff.
If you're 3-5, We don't have to bother us.
No,
yeah,
thanks.
Where's Texas A&M at?
Yeah, sorry. They didn't make it either. Yeah, bad luck.
Okay. This is obviously the SEC, right?
No, that's all
college. All college.
Okay, okay, never mind.
Nah, there's Miami Sports Minute. Bobby Bones. It's crazy to see all these stories come out now, because Amy and I were just talking about it off the air, about all of these guys in Hollywood that's like, hey, sexual harassment, sexual assault. You know, it started with Harvey Weinstein, and then it went, I see Brett Ratner, and these are people, I don't know them, but they're like bigwigs. And then Andy Dick.
Yeah, something just came out of him, and then, Kevin Spacey the other day.
Awful stuff. I'm glad people are speaking out. I bet you there are, I have female artist friends in Nashville that have been both sexually harassed and assaulted. And I bet you they're, because it's starting to be a thing where since someone's doing it, it kind of paves the way for other people and makes them feel like they're not so alone.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm glad people are speaking out.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, I bet you there are a lot of dudes in Nashville whose butts are puckering up right about now, hoping that.
Yeah, because these people are so powerful that it's like if you speak out, it's, I mean, because sometimes I hear some comments from people like, well, why are they just now saying something? Well, okay, put yourselves in their shoes. It's a very difficult situation to be pinned into. It's hurtful. It's painful. And then you have to think, what if nobody believes me and I'm up against this? I'm a nobody trying to make it in my mind. And there's this powerful person who's going to believe me. And then what are the repercussions going to be?
Who's going to believe me? And when they don't, or it goes and people forget about it because of the news cycle.
Yep.
I'm going to be blackballed from everything because I'm the one that spoke out, which is why it's great that people are speaking out.
And they can do it together and feel more empowered.
So it will hit Nashville.
Wow. That's
it will.
Scary.
It will. I mean, it's not my place to be the one who says who does what, but there are many instances. Mm. And there have been some people who have spoken out and they've done it by themselves and it feels like they were like, psh, gone. But yeah, I you see more popping every day. It's Brett Ratner, what does he do? He popped up in my line. Filmmaker Brett Ratner. Oh, Jeremy Piven's one yesterday.
Who, no, I saw that.
They said he was groping. Yeah. You know?
Oh.
So this isn't just a thing in Hollywood. It's just not a thing in New York. It's a thing all over everywhere.
Yeah, it's a thing, you know, within companies that aren't even famous or you don't know about. Mm-hmm.
Brett Ratner, here's the one. Six women, including Olivia Munn, Natasha Henstridge, have accused. And you almost need someone that has a big voice to do it first, that isn't worried about or doesn't have to deal with the repercussions because they have such an established place.
Mm-hmm. So. Reese Witherspoon spoke out last week or the week before when stuff was coming about, because she was a childhood actress, stuff that was happening to her. I don't think I knew the person, because again, these are maybe some of them are directors or whatever that we don't really know. But, you know, she's a powerful voice, and maybe some other people that heard her speak out. Yeah, it's just that I don't want any of these women or stuff that's going to maybe to continue to come out. Like you said, sort of like a domino effect right now, that they don't feel alone, you know? And then they just.
And they probably always have.
Yes. Oh, I can't even imagine.
And one leads to three, leads to 12. And you want it. You want the culture to change. Whatever it's going to take to change the culture, that's what you want to happen. So, anyway, we were just talking about that off the air. I thought we'd bring it on and talk about it for a second. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
It's the first of the month.
Yeah. Wake up,
what happens on November 1st is stuff goes on sale. And here's some things you can look out for. If you're trying to get ready for Halloween next year with Halloween decorations or whatever, they're all going on sale right now. Halloween's officially over, so capitalize on that. Boom.
I just wouldn't. A year ahead of time?
Well, some people, if they want to get some really good decorations for their house, now's the time to get it. If not, you're waiting until next year and pay full price.
I just throw it away about April and be like, it's all good. Yeah.
Cars. If you are looking to buy a car and you want to buy last year's model, now's the best time to start shopping because dealerships need to make inventory room.
That makes sense. Yeah, we work with a lot of car places. And that is a true thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like Dave Ramsey says.
What?
He says, is this the best deal you can give me?
Yeah, go in there and say that.
Yeah.
Because you know it's the first of the month.
Do you know that song's about welfare, though, Amy? Like, that's what that song's about. It's like, you get your welfare check first of the month. I don't think you know that.
I did not.
Yeah.
Okay.
But did you know that?
Of course I did.
He just told you.
Because first of all, we used to be on welfare. And then second of all, I was a Bone fan.
Yeah.
But that's what that's about. It's not about the actual calendar flipping and being like excited. Yay, November's here. It's about you get your welfare check in the first month.
Can interpret music in their own way.
That's true. Very true.
Great that point. Is the art of music.
That's absolutely true. I just wondered if you knew what that song was about.
I didn't, but thank you for telling me.
You're welcome. What else?
I can still sing it though, right?
Sing whatever you want.
Okay. The last thing is groceries, because grocery stores, they want you to do all your Thanksgiving food and Christmas shopping prep there, so they start to lower prices so that you'll keep coming to them all month long as you're prepping for the big holiday meals.
Interesting. Can you go with a can of beans and go, is this the lowest price you can give me?
I don't know. You should try it out.
All right.
Okay. Did you know there's like a rejection hotline number that women can now hand out to men? So like if a guy is just totally coming on to you, he's way too clingy, kind of annoying, he won't stop asking you for your number. Well, now you can give him a number. It's, you want it?
No, but here's the thing.
You'll run
into them again, and then it's going to be awkward.
Yep.
Because most of the time when you see somebody, it's a proximity thing, and you'll see them again, and it's like, hey, last time I saw you, you did a really rude thing to me. Why can't you just say you're not interested?
Oh, well, it's called the Mary Sue Rejection Hotline, and when they call, they'll get a message that says, hello there. If you're hearing this message, you made a woman feel disrespected. Please learn to take no for an answer and respect women's emotional and physical anatomy. Okay, thanks.
Wow. No, that's like a serious thing. We were just talking about all the like sexual harassment and stuff.
Oh,
like,
I guess that's true.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
So this is after you've said no multiple
times.
That's
what I just said. If he's persistent, no. I mean, I didn't know how far he was taking it.
Well, there's a difference in persistence and then doing something inappropriate.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Good point. So do you want the number?
No, I'm good. Okay, I've probably been giving it 20 times.
Okay. Yeah. Mary Sue Rejection Hotline, in case anybody wants it. A study has found that exercise makes your brain more efficient. So again, if you're just needing that extra push to get to the gym, just 2 weeks of starting working out will improve the way your brain uses energy, and you'll be more effective at all kinds of things, especially your job.
Well, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, so I don't know. People are always looking for ways to work out. And then lastly, Michael Jackson, he's still the highest paid dead person on Forbes' list. Do you know how much money he made this year not doing anything?
Over 100 million?
Oh, well, 75 million. Oh. But that's the highest paid.
But I wonder who's second. Is it like, hold on, let me think about this. Elvis? Elvis has got to be up there.
For sure. He sells a lot still.
John Lennon, maybe, because of the music catalog?
Mm-hmm.
He did.
I'll get you the full list.
How about Whitney Houston, maybe, because recently she died. That could be a big one for year to year.
Ooh, do you know who's at number two? Whoa.
You said whoa, so it must be somebody.
Yeah, it's nobody you're not going to say. I'll give you a hint.
Go ahead.
Golf.
Arnold Palmer?
Yes.
Oh, good.
He died?
Because of his drink. Yeah, he's dead.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, but how's he still making money? Like, Michael Jackson, I get it. He has music that's out, but what is people go when they order an Arnold Palmer drink?
No, I only think that.
He has a canned drink.
No.
He does, too.
Probably golf courses.
That, too.
Oh, good point. Maybe probably golf clubs.
He does have a canned drink, but yes, I mean, how's he making his money? Not people going, can you mix up a tea and lemonade and make sure he gets his percentage?
In that case, Shirley Temple's getting a lot, too.
Dude, I was at an event the other night. I was at the D.C. event, the correspondence, the senator correspondence thing. And I was like, everybody was drinking, and I don't drink. And so I don't like to look like I'm not drinking. So I was like, hey, can I get something that looks alcoholic that isn't? And the guy goes, what do you want, a Shirley Temple? I was like, yeah, sure.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, well, that's rude.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so I gave him the hotline number.
Good.
Is that you done?
You want anybody else on the list?
Okay.
The Peanuts creator, Charles Schulz. Yeah, he's at number three. And then you mentioned Elvis. He's at number four. And then coming in fifth, Bob Marley.
Oh, wow.
I also have the oldest person, the person that's been dead the longest, they're still in the top 10.
Beethoven.
No, Albert Einstein.
Oh, yeah.
How does he make money?
I know.
His equations?
Yeah. Like, well, every time you use it, you gotta pay it.
It sounds to me like they're just, it's the first of the month, so they're celebrating by smoking some stuff on the porch.
Yeah, oh, man. There you go.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Hit it.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Well, here's something. Morgan in San Diego.
Hi.
You have a question for us. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a question for Judge Common Sense.
That's me, Judge Common Sense presiding. Go ahead.
Yeah, so my husband and I got secretly married in Vegas last year because he's in the military and he was deploying. And we planned on telling our family, but we just never did. And it's been a year now. And we're wondering how the heck do we go about doing that?
Well, I'm glad you asked. When all rise.
All rise.
Thank you. Well, here's the thing, Morgan. Yeah, you're 22. You're a kid. Kids make mistakes. And I think the mistake here was not being honest with your parents. But that being said, this is a big deal. And the best way to deliver news for big deals is take the whole spoon and just shove right in their mouth. Like,
oh, boy.
I know. You can't drag this one out because this is a big deal. Like, you secretly got married. So you go to them and you sit them down, and there's no dodging, bob and weave. It's, hey, last year he was deploying. We got married. We've hid it for you for a year because we weren't comfortable, but we wanted to tell you because we want him to be embraced as part of the family. And you have to just give it to him like that, like a big old thing of Robitussin that you got to swallow at once, because if you don't, you're going to get better.
Now, Bobby, you don't think we should just pretend to be re-engaged?
No, I don't. I think here's the problem with lying. You always got to remember your lies. There's a reason I don't come on the air and, like, make up stories, because I don't remember them. I'll come on, make up all these. I'd have kids by now. I'd be married. I'd have the greatest radio show ever because I would just lie. But I can't remember lies. And once you start lying, you don't remember them. And then you get busted for lying, and then you got to tell them anyway.
Okay, that's pretty good advice, Judge Common Sense.
No, it's not. It's great advice.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
All right. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That makes sense.
All right. Hey, good luck with that, Morgan. Let us know how it goes.
Thank you, and I love you all.
Thank you, Morgan. Good luck with that secret marriage.
Yeah.
Got him.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Peggy.
Yes.
Thanks for calling. What's going on?
I'm so excited. Oh, I got through.
Thank you very much.
Caller.
Hey! What can we do for you?
I wanted to ask you when your new book is coming out.
Well, not until summer of next year. I'm not even all the way done writing it, but I am making progress. So I'm probably halfway through it being cleared. I think I've written enough, but now it's clearing and editing. But yeah, so next summer...
Well, I went to all the way to Jackson to see you, and you were great.
Oh, see me do what? Stand up?
Stand up.
Did you think I was funny? Be honest.
Yes, I love you. Oh, I love you.
Thank you.
I love all of y'all, but I want you to, the Raging Idiots have got to come to Mississippi, because I have got to hear this. I want to come so bad.
Well, we only have like 3 shows left, and then we're retiring, maybe. But I want to run it, but yeah, I think we're probably... word is, we could be the final act at CMAs this year.
Oh, wow.
That's just word. That, yeah. Like, we started that rumor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hope it catches.
Yeah, yeah. So spread that around. Hey, Peggy, thank you. I appreciate you asking about the book, and thanks for calling. That's really nice of you. Other than that, we're going to go. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you so much. Listen to Lunchbox trick-or-treating in a penguin costume. You should listen to the podcast back today. Search Bobby Bones Show on iTunes or iHeartRadio. And we're just glad you're part of the group here. We'll see you tomorrow.
Get your Bobby Bones on.